If I said start, it's not
Blog
gonna do
Talk me. Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters as now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters. And all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, Hallelujah!
Well, I see you there, if you can, Randy, Zeke. Hey, John, I'm glad to see y'all there. And as always, thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. But I want to give a little bit longer to see if I can get a few people into this show. Might possibly have more to hear, some things that need to be heard. Good to see that he could. Trust me when I say there's a little things that we need to talk about today. And Shabbat Shalom to you all. Things that I've said over and over again that very, very, very few people amongst many generations, that very few people among us have been truly willing to hear. As I said before, the Most High told me directly. That's the Most High told me directly. I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if men could, to destroy. What? I see Decode there asking a question. What is he angry about and why? I have to talk about for sure. Let me just simply say this to begin with. Yah indeed wants to be kind. His mercy. You have to think about something, people. Most I do nothing without reason. We look around today and we see some people say it's 40,000 plus denomination camps, congregation, and read this book we call the Bible. Have we all, in reading this book, to hear him? Question. Have we indeed been inclined to hear Abba Yah himself declare the truth of his word? Or have men been more inclined to follow after men? Which, my brothers and sisters, is actually the case. So it was there, and he left. but maybe he might come back. Because the truth of the matter, we need to consider some people. I got a lot to talk about today. How about this scripture? I want you to consider. Psalms 14. Fool has said in his heart, there is no Holy One, no absolute. That he, it's amazing that some people have even gone as far as to somehow say that the Most High somehow is not perfectly as he is. He calls himself the great I Am. He who is as he is was true of all that he is, true to all that is his existence. His name is called an oath, Hebrews 6:16, an oath unto the end of all sight. But the Most High confirms his covenant, his promise with, and that his very name declares that surely he must bring to bear, he must surely bring to pass all, I repeat, all that he has ordained. But we live in a society today that we look around us and we see all these many multitudes of variant misideals. Completion offers just one choice. I see everyone who is here in the, I can see on the screen presently. I've heard these things from me before. Good to see that, D. Williams. I said earlier that all the people who were here before you, have all known that and heard him say before many times, the very name of the Most High is the thing that he is, no less, nothing added, nothing taken away. His very name is a promise. In other words, he has sworn that what he has declared must come to pass. Most High, be the first and the last, has declared without question what he has promised, what he has envisioned, what he has spoken from the beginning is the eventuality. And quite frankly, regardless of how many differences have been wrought in this, after alternate allegiance, the Most High still will have what he has promised himself. Only way that humankind is going to honor the Most High who is one, who is in all that he is one accord, is that man learns to conform indeed what the Most High's decreed is his plan. I said his plan for peace, no less. Please understand that. No less. Imagine falsely. If men misinterpret, if men misadminister, misrepresent in any way. The Most High is not changed. His vision is not changed after any of the divisions of this earth. We're all going to have to understand it. But as the scriptures say in Psalm 14, the fool is said in his heart, there is no Holy One, no absolute, no absolute fear. That's man seeing himself with the fullness of what the Most High has said must come to pass. That man allowing him to be betrayed against the Most High has promised himself must come to pass on this earth. Fact is, if the Most High doesn't mean what he says, that is not respectful, my brothers and sisters. That's disrespect. And if we talk about the scriptures that prophesied concerning this latter day generation, there's so much scripture that relates to it. All the prophets, there would be current conscience. The whole world, even also Israel, in these last days. If we were respectful of these things, we'd notice the Most High. What does it say? The fool is in his heart. There's no, they put down God. How about no Holy One? No absolute. No absolute standard that we all have to respect. People act as if they can make their own idea of who the Most High is. And the Most High is will accept it. Most High is not in honor, my brothers and sisters. He told me a long time ago, I'm very, very angry when I find out that he is not God, wrought their imaginations. What does it say? The fool, one was deceived, not to perceive all he needs, receive and all to believe Yah as he is, has said in his heart, as the Most High is not as he is, his own word, that he breaks his promise concerning his very existence. Let me tell you, if the Most High would not bring to bear all that he is in the beginning, that would be against his very existence as supreme. Please understand this. It says they are corrupt. What is something thousand different denominations and congregations with different varied contradictions? They are corrupt. They've done abominable works. Scripture says who will in Proverbs 28:9, it says who will not hear, who will not rightly understand. Lose their meaning. People talk about so many truths or so many things being lost in translation. I'll tell you something. Many variant orientations in this world have no previous knowledge, no monotheist concept. In many cases, to discern the words of the Most High declared in the context in which they were. So people have a tendency, according to their experience, according to their own ideals, what is meant to imagine as divine intent. They start to take the words of the Most High and place them within the parameters of their limited awareness and intentions, limited orientations. And the result has been so much of what is actually revealed in the scriptures, what is actually recorded in the scriptures, not being discerned well and fully enough. That's just the fact, people. What does it say here? What does it say here in Psalm 14? And it's time to overcome the lies of every fatal flatterer. As again, absolutely what the Most High has said about the conscience of this world and his people in these latter days. And whoever is not willing to accept what is the plan of the Most High? To discern absolutely, it's necessary that we come back to that pure, perfect truth that's from the beginning. Brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that whoever is not willing to hear all the word of God wants to preserve what absolutely, without question, many lies. Unwilling, the fullness of the facts. So look what this scripture says. The foolishness in his heart. Often it says there's no divine absolute. If the Most High has not declared from the beginning what is eternal, they're corrupt. They've done abominable works, not having heard to rightly understand. Proverbs 28:9. Not to rightly understand the law. Most High. And trust me when I say this to you. 40-something thousand plus denominations, congregations is not, I repeat, is not the law of the Most High. It is not what it is, the gospel of the Most High as he's declared it above. And trust me when I tell you that the Most High, what he has promised, he must bring to bear in all things. He will not, cannot, will not ever identify with any man's misinterpretation, misadministration, misconceits as it regards his word. He will not, he shall not, he shall not, he no will. All that he has ever said is reinforced for all he has ever said and all he will do and all he will declare is always based upon the fullness of his conscience. No less than that. No less than that is covenant. Any ideology men want to uphold or desire to uphold that is not true to that fullness is outside the covenant and his very invalid. We need to be very careful. And I've said this so many times. Micaiah 12:36. For every fullness deceptive, stagnating, guiding, falling short, testimony, word, to give account for the judgment. Because in the judgment, it will determine if whether men's words have been true to what the Most High spoke, or just merely their suppositional, presumptuous imaginations. And I won't tell you right, I dare not speak what the Most High has not directly commanded that I should speak. I dare not speak what he has directly shown me concerning what must be, because any other manner of doctrine, word, perception is deception. No matter who speaks it, who is what is divine intent. This is what the Most High has said concerning the generation, whether we want to believe it or not, in the last days. People said they are functioning in the Messiah. After a multitude of very misideas, that, quite frankly, I will tell you now, is a lie. The Messiah, the Most High, will not find his name on a multitude of variant misideals. This may not be what the world has come to understand. When the scripture says, so surely they revere the name of the Most High. This is what it means. The day must come, we must all learn to revere the Most High as he is, not according to the imaginations of any silly, flattering, misconceiving pretender. Psalms 14:4. You look down from heaven on high on the children of men. Wow. This Most High declaring what he sees, his vision, his understanding. Whether or not men do, he declared upon a sound foundation. Isaiah 28 talks about the idea about men after like this disjunct, inconjunct idea of rulers, holding on to, let's just say, misdirection, have not discerned how the word of the Most High all interconnect. Oftentimes, hey, not considerate. The Most High declares and ever will do. Reason. Most High does nothing without reason. And for man to what is said and not know why it is said, well, let's just be variant orientations, starting off upon path that will never be foundation, never do the expectation. As long as man keeps running along such paths as this, they ain't never coming back to the foundation, never understanding purpose. And man was created to resonate only the thoughts of his maker. Created to resonate on the thoughts of his maker, unto peace with maker, and not dividing this world after their own imagination. For many, my brothers and sisters, have started upon a faulty foundation, not understanding. I said, not understanding what is the purpose of man, what was the plan of the beginning, not even understanding, quite frankly, what rock material and what the Most High made man in it, all the things around that support existence of himself. All questions that needs to be spoken about this, indeed. Not understand the purpose of man. Not understand the purpose of the Maker under other rulers. That's a serious problem. Psalms 14:2, the Most High looked down from him to see upon children. Did understand how to understand how much more they need to seek. Yeah. Understand. Keeps understanding. So they're all gone aside. The Most High sent Messiah for his life for that everyone walk after their own evil ways, like I said, or deviant ways, as I said. God. They didn't have even a residue of the Spirit that would teach all things to guide us, bring all things to our remembrance, show things that we ought to expect and be seek to be part of, even in the future. Well, long story short, none of that direction came for the Messiah, not give his life as did not give his life for man to be double-minded after the barren ideas of Satan. He did not give his life for man to be tainted after any rulership or guidance of his own. Please understand. Please understand. Ask to be able to understand. But what was there has been quite shocking. Most High, I think it was last week now. One of the things he told me as soon as he had hit the pillow was this. Man has not known, I repeat, man has not known how to seek him. I see. People just assume they seek the Most High because they apply themselves into the scriptures. Someone in blank may have not known how to seek him. Not known how to seek him. What does these scriptures say? They are all gone aside. They've all become filthy. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. Why? Some texts of scripture actually say they've all gone astray. Some texts even say under evildoers. Let's look over here. Psalm 53, which is in the verse. 53:3. In this text says, every one of them has gone aback. They're all together become filthy. There's none that do good. No, not one. Let's go ahead and should tell you what it actually says concerning the same psalm. In Psalm 14, the way it's written in Aramaic, and this is all. They are all gone astray. Who led them astray? And I've been rejected altogether. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. The scripture is actually related because in Isaiah 53, that the Messiah will be sent in the last days because the Most High hath seen an intercessor. Not to put him for the fullness of his will. Every one of them has gone astray. He's no longer feared. In other words, the idea of reverence. They have feared what no fear was. They respect the people who had no respect for Yah, the absolution that he is. People who want to compromise. People who are willing to say nothing in the midst of great perversion against the word of pure truth. People who are willing to, for the sake of numbers. Most told me he wants quality rather than quantity. You understand that? Because they have been ashamed because Yah has despised. Wait a minute. Hold on now. I know how to say real quick that, but we're his people. Do you think the Most High sees our people divided, not realizing that till we are one, we are not saved? Do you really think the Most High has taken this kingdom of people who cannot for being seeking the Most High and all things true to him alone? You think he wants division against his vision among his people? Absolutely not. Many would be ashamed because they follow after fallen standards, hypocrites, saying that they seek the Most High. But the matter at the end of the day, they have some for all his will and an oath unto the Most High must be unto all his will. Because his promise is according to all his will, which is foreordained that we all must speak for two together, mutually together, is not a part of his will at all. And if any of the Most High's promise must come to pass, disregard whoever speaks such a word is a damning, damnable hypocrite. It would be true also on this earth. And whoever does not have a heart for the fullness, quite frankly, have no part in the promise. In fact, regretfully, many have never even had one night in their life and even an idea of what's expected of them according to the prophecies. So the scriptures add, be honest with you, I know what's written in the King James, the salvation will come out of Zion. The Aramaic reads this way, who out of Zion will give salvation to Israel? God brings back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice. How about the ancient concept? The people not rejoice and have no reason to fully rejoice. They all rejoice. Please understand the concept as one. Israel blessed. And then all Israel shall be blessed. I repeat again, as it is written, as the Most High wrote upon my heart, and I heard it directly from my mouth. Told me one moment direct with his words. Till we are one, we are not saved. We are not whole. We are not in all things true with him. Let me say, what scripture says exactly? Excuse me, let me direct. Basically, what the Messiah was saying to them. Not all things are possible with men, but all things are possible with Yah. It is then possible for mankind to awaken to the fullness of what Most High has created as our purpose. He would not have created mankind for anything less. It is possible for mankind to mature in spirit to that full fruition. But my brothers and sisters, many of us have been sacrificed for so much less. Not expecting anything more has been a trap. And in fact, that's a prison house after which many could only fail. It is possible, my brothers and sisters, that people want to believe. Just men communicating themselves, and they shall attain the fullness of the righteousness of Yah. No one said that at all. Never. I repeat, that is not what is prophesied. Israel has no power to lift itself from all misconceits that exist among our people. Do I repeat that again? Israel unto itself has no power with which to deliver itself from all the misconceits that have been a block to the minds. But I know there are those who like to believe otherwise. As scripture says, God of Zion will give salvation to Israel. I very much close to what scriptures have to say concerning what is written at Isaiah 59 chapter. Speaking of the time when all things that need to be remembered. Romans 11:25-27-12-2 also speaks about as a latter day prophecy. It calls it the mystery of Yah. And we talk about that. Yes, we do. We truly need to talk about and to also understand what the Most High has decreed must be the transition between the current state of our people, the current state of this globe entire in innumerable corruptions divided against the perfect will of the Maker. We must understand what the scripture says, must look forward to make that bridge, to make that transition between all these variantly corrupt opposing views, contradictional positions that we become true, agree most times. Because quite frankly, we'll tell you this that kingdom. No two satisfied the left observation will enter into that kingdom. Such opposition. No one is of that promise that when the Savior seeks to reveal what has been missing, it's rejected. I hope it was understood well. Because I know for a fact that those things the Most High, every bit of it is to be our common expectation. To know that for which should be the foundation of our reason and common expectation. If we reject that part of it, we rejected Yah. Repeat. If we reject any part of it, we reject Yah. And those who know these things, to whom the Most High has revealed these things, outside. I repeat, they cannot be silent concerning these things. And if they are, I'm going to call it again. what is a damn hypocrite, with whom the Most High cannot ever, ever, ever be pleased. There's a time that comes, you learn how to respect the word of Yahweh. All my brothers and sisters, if we don't want to see that fullness of time will be done, the kind is still yet image, no matter what we want to call ourselves. This may sound hard, but I'm being real. Moses sent prophets, he told me to speak, but others are not. Well, I got news for you. Many other people call themselves prophets, call themselves worthy to speak. They're not willing to take upon themselves burden. Even, let's just say, honor of being elected to speak to exceed things. They just shut up. Don't say another word. Even know and discern the nature of what they do. Causing the people, let's just say, to be devoured like a loaf of bread is eaten for mature. And it's a shameful thing, because that's exactly what devils do. They seek to die before people even have a chance to awaken. Many have not understood exactly what, in fact, is the born-again experience. I got a lot of things to talk about. And, according to Blog Talk, I got 15 minutes. So, and I'm just starting. This might be part one, two, part three thing. Think about it. The difference between under the law, under grace. And it does not mean that we don't have an obligation to divine because we have so-called promise. It means that we would not be subject to man's misconceits. I said it means we shouldn't be subject to man's misconceits because the Most High showed us what is great. I see Eliyahu. Was here for a minute. But yeah, I see him now. Maybe he might not like the idea that I said anybody who doesn't want the whole world to be quiet. But I have heard it fly to people many times. Fly to them within the strength of a lesser conscience. But there's so much more to be examined. What he wants to hear, I ask him. Does he want to hear the whole word? Or is satisfied with so much less? Call to attention. Because like I said, being born of the law versus what is being given by the mercy of the Most High. Since all evil shall be destroyed, it is indeed mercy of the grace. Loving kindness of the Most High, that he reveals to us that which we must overcome, that those promises must exceed, that we again become true to him, that we again become true to him. I heard it spoken, and I wanted to call it to mind. And when the rooms are cross, they talk about Messiah being born under the law, born of a woman. And they talk about the idea about at the appointed time, a time appointed by a father. Directly taught his father. Carrying the work, if you will, of his father. You ever stop to consider that man is born of this world, until the Most High shows him something more? And to be shown that something more is the mercy, is the grace, is the kindness, is the favor of the Most High, that man is not left merely to the misconceits of men. So not under the law, but grace, the very misideals of men, because that is not what society gave his life for. But that men might be clean of the various ideals of men, be baptized, purged beyond all these varying ideals. By grace, the gift of God to discern what is better. The gift that rare few are willing to see, to receive, that rare few are willing to receive, but that they will seek to see our people get galvanized on the will of one. The only way that's going to happen is we're going to have to transcend every other religions. Hmm. man speaking to Nicodemus. He talked to him about being born again. About how the carnal man in mind, carnal man, is limited after the experience of ideas of flesh. And this was someone who definitely, Nicodemus was definitely someone who, at least the writings of the law, at least he knew how to, let's just say, the words is learned by rote. And the Messiah said to him when he talked about the idea about the man of the flesh, limited, is after the flesh, but he's after the spirit. It's like the wind, doesn't know where he goes, doesn't, hey, might not understand the foundation of his reason, nor the expectation of time, as the Most High granted it. And the word for wind is spirit, so I want you to think about it. But that man granted the opportunity to see things from above. A man granted the opportunity to have the spirit received from above, foundation, expectation, even to be able to see from above, to discern all things from a higher perspective, even past the men in the midst of this maze, might not. And he said to him, he said, a teacher of the law in Israel, you must be born again. You must receive things beyond your flesh after the spirit. Exactly what the scripture said the Messiah would do in Isaiah 11. Remember, the flesh shall he judge, after the spirit shall he judge, for the sake of the meek of the earth, to destroy every wicked, lawless way. How about everybody that's an obstacle against perceiving the way, that there might be peace? Oh, my brothers and sisters, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this. He said he had to be born again, knowing more than the simple words, but knowing what, more than just the simple words, my brothers and sisters, but knowing why they were indeed divine. And trust me, there's many times in the Torah that there is related. What is the purpose of man? What is the perspectives we all must have to be able to be and remain on right course? If you say you're a teacher in Israel and you don't understand this, you don't understand that you need more than just your understanding, an inspired word, i.e. the scriptures. He said to him, if you and a teacher of the law don't understand these things, he said, as Moshe lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, hey, they do not walk rightly beyond the deceptions. If I be lifted up, I must lift all men unto me. What is this saying? But it's relating the difference between the carnal experience or lack of experience on the part of man, perceiving things after shallow surface level perception. It is the same things as the Messiah said. Think not that he had come to take away from the essence, if you will, the main objective, the substance of the law and the prophets. Oh, I wish to talk about Colossians 2 in that context. But precise understanding, people would know the way to go. He was talking about the born-again experience. Knowing more than just what is written, but the reasons why. To open the eyes and the minds to discern indeed beyond the seals of the book. All these things are very important. Jesus is what I'm talking about. Do you begin to see? Understand, Micaiah 23, 5, rebuke, as did Yohanan the Baptist, the baptizer. Both of them rebuked the priesthood in Israel that had been a hypocritical priesthood appointed by Rome. Priesthood in Israel at that time had been appointed by Rome. Why else did they say such things that, hey, they were more concerned about Caesar's taxes than a right offering of them unto the Most High according to the divinely expected as a requirement. Since they had no king but Caesar. Since anyone who would come himself a king is against Caesar. Even going as far as to say the priesthood in Israel at that time, even as far as to say this one must die lest the Romans come upon us. What is that all about? How many of us know about what happened some 4 decades before the birth of Messiah? How the Parthian, but what was left of the Parthian Empire, sought to fight against that Israel might have some level of being overcome by Rome. The first thing Rome did was murder the first one to look for a king out of the tribe of Judah. What is this was his offense if he was king of the Jews. I'm going to have to talk about some things like this because they're not being related to the full fruition of what is always intended. Why Messiah called that priesthood hypocrites? Why? Because there's certain exceeding things in the law. Exceeding things in the conscience of the Most High. I said exceeding things in the conscience of the Most High that those after the flesh sedated down to a lesser level which they can gather numbers unto themselves. But is that true unto Yahweh? Yes, he is. Nicodemus would have been called that time. Think about it. Oftentimes leaders get so much trouble, hateful even, when people talk about a law greater than their own. Your leaders did that. The faith was never, I repeat, the faith was never after any worldly status quo, the way grassroots movement for those who knew they need to be purged, baptized, young, all the variant, short-sighted, misguiding perceptions seeming wise unto men to discern the deeper things of Yah, for the Holy Spirit in the deep things of Yah, the things that most oftentimes people are not inclined to see for sufficiently enough. And after this false foundation, what does it say in Isaiah 8? Men have not often said that the word of Yah is line upon line, precept upon precept, all things against us. In other words, men, between so much of what the word of the prophet and the apostles, the word of Messiah itself, because they're in conjunct idea, leading them astray from seeing the connectivity and the consistency and the reasoning the Most High creed. You might see things rightly. And trust me, if the Most High tells you something, you're not to get. He tells you what he tells you. That you might always retain the foundation necessary to see how all things, he says, works together. World, a strange world. The most have not understood how to seek God because the first thing they run to is somebody that most didn't tell them is a wise guide. Most have told me point blank, and scriptures talks about it in Isaiah 8. Don't call a confederacy a covenant what these people call a confederacy or a covenant. Sanctify the Most High himself. He is your Holy One. He is your help. Because nobody can explain these things to you with the depth that he can but him. He said, seek him first before anybody sticks anything in your head. And if you seek the foundation pure upon which to grow, ask him first. I repeat, ask him first. He said, if somebody will deceive you, make a fool of you, always off track. And like I said, so many start out on a faulty foundation. Many times too arrogant after worldly orientations, they ever return to the foundation, don't know what it is, all we need to talk about. To arrogant to return to the foundation, have run on, jumped from that foundation, never ever finding again the way back. And that has been done so many times, no matter what they people call themselves and say that they are. Stimulus led out after false prophets. Never come to understand it. I'm talking about Matthias. Running after false prophets, people leading them astray, never understanding what is the path. And quite frankly, excuse me, never come to know Yah as he is. Never coming to know Messiah as he is. Tell them that they never knew him. If they would have translated it right. Trust me, just people calling upon his name not mean they know him. Calling upon his name doesn't mean people are willing to let go of presuppositions that already exist in their minds. To call upon his name does not mean that people automatically are willing to believe or come to accept, to receive and understand all reveal that the misconceived is removed. The born-again experience, Nicodemus must be born again. A man who taught Torah law. The born-again experience given by the great objective, the Spirit of the Most High, is never talking about putting away down law. It's talking about understanding at a level at which the Most High can be pleased. If there are things after I come to destroy or take away anything from all the prophets but to teach it fully. Therefore, your righteousness, your love for the truth, your desire to understand beyond what's commonplace status quo to men must exceed those who operate these things. Oftentimes afraid to speak that fullness because they still want to be upheld by men. Your righteousness, your devotion unto the fullness of what is divine, will and purpose. But succeed that it ruleth, else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of God. Said no case. What's telling us is that if we start off on a faulty foundation and just remain there, and trust me, there's a whole faulty foundations I see in all, I repeat, all institutions of man as they are today. I see none of them perfect. Quite frankly, I see hardly any foundations. I ain't even been willing to declare expectations. Because the matter is, most time we're all saying founded on his will, his rulership, his eyes, the understanding and the purpose for which he made this world, unto the eventuality he has declared even unto one rule, one king, one controlling by knowledge that is constantly true to himself. Meaning that every other standard in the world shall perish. So who is the overcomer? Who then is the overcomer? Let me read a little bit of scripture to you. Hosea, because some people might find it, well, you mean the Most High is even against his own people? Well, think about it twice. In Hosea, let's talk about Yaakov for a minute. Yaakov, they call James, says, though we are scattered among the nations under most misinfluences, and it's talking about scattered among the nations, Israel, are the world tribes. Okay, scattered among the nations. Alternate rule. Because even in Israel and Jerusalem at the time, as they say, Israel was subject to a priesthood, hypocritically compromised after Rome. I want you to think of it. There's beyond all these many variances, how about today in terms of denominations, camps, nations, social cultural misconstraints. Our faith, knowing that Yah is greater than these things. Our faith in Yah. Now, trust me, our faith, trust in all these many different things is not faith in Yah. Reading or seeking by faith so to be true to one. Hey, in the book of Romans, what does it talk about? It says, if they had the law but didn't speak about faith, not unto the will of one. Having a great zeal for Yah, but not unto full discretion. Therefore, speaking personal standards, seeking to establish their own righteousness. But the Messiah is the end of man seeking to establish his own righteousness, his own ideals, his own standards. Prisoners, misindoctrinations, contradictions, like I call it. Great desire for Israel, they might be saved, they might be one. All be one accord. And that is the word of faith unto the will of one which he preached. For it comes from the past and the last day. Right now, people are associated all kind of lies with the holy name or what they thought it is. They're understanding this concept. They're understanding this principle. That all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be one. That's a promise. But he's called upon his name according to the surety of his will. Now, if everybody's ideas, according to everybody just taking the name of the Most High in vain, or having some false standard would not please. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all have heard the word of the Most High as preached from above. How beautiful over all the nations of the mountains, of the streets, the nation is the feet, the dominion of him who publishes. Hey, the whole word. That is peace. Isaiah 64, oh, you come down and melt all the strength of all these nations. And all these nations and these varying ideas, because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. The heart of the Most High will reveal concerning his plan. His plan for those who love him. Wow. Shaul talked about these things in the 9th, 10th, 11th chapter and really warned everyone, Jew and Gentile alike, against any sedentary, short-sighted ideal. And although I heard the preachers preaching of the gospel, so faith must come by hearing the word. I didn't say from men alone, or even if you heard a man who has that spirit, has that understanding. Hey, you still need something from on high. Besides, there are many things to people who have been with him for nearly 3.5 years, many things that will tell you, but you can't grasp yet to the comforter, the Holy Spirit that will galvanize the minds and the one has come. And in other words, even, let's say that greater mind has come and has been revealed about. What's that all about? So if he's been with for that long, still the things they need an empowerment to comprehend, to be able to send forth by on high, the power from on high, that exceeding word that feeds all nations, how do people just feel that they assume they have the spirit, assume they have that guidance? Let's talk about conditions in the book of Yaakov by which men receive that spirit. And it said, if any man, and he said, our faith must bring forth the perfect way. When all things true unto the text, wisdom, discretion, how to discern, how to be true to Yah himself as he is, that he hath within him as beyond all debates and doubts. Ooh. Knowing the Most High can't feel himself. Ask him and believe he could answer. Beyond all the man to stabilize mind, keep the mind stable. For the double-minded man is unstable in his faith. So he's not, he doesn't want the pure, perfect truth from the Most High and is willing to keep on just throwing out anything to do. Just throw any kind of word so they don't seem ignorant. Own hearts for the Most High first. How could they be all trustworthy in the words? The Most High does reveal himself in such a way that foundation to all the fruitive expectations leads the mind not to be so dissuaded. And I can only tell you, it's been 40 years now, and he's only made all the more resolute with every passing day, everything he's told me for the course of all these years. Many things, many times a day, but also making the refining perceptions. So seeking the Most High, their first ideal is to seek after men. So they need to ask the Most High. If there is a man who can guide you to see the things that you see. But the Most High told me before you ask, before you just run off anything that you see, read, or anything else amongst people, to seek him first. Isaiah 4:1. So you can understand what the Most High has a controversy with his people. The word of the Most High, the word, the promise. In other words, hear what the Most High has promised himself concerning himself and his relationship with his people. Hear the word of the Most High, O children of Israel. For the Most High has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. There is no justice, no sense of equity and righteousness according to what the Most High has planned, or mercy, or knowledge, or mercy unto the knowledge of Yah and the land. Whoa! So the Most High pleads that men have spoken about the inequities of their own thoughts and minds rather than having murder, stealing, committing adultery, for they have increased, for they have increased the mixing of his blood, mutually destroying another with fashionings of their own hearts. Therefore, the land shall mourn, and all its inhabitants shall languish, the fields, the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea, and they also perish, because none judges are right in a reproving one another. Get this point, y'all. Aramaic says, none judges to approve rightly because they engage in controversies because of, I hope you understand me when I say this, because of their many priests. Therefore, the people stumble without direction in the day, and the prophet of people shall stumble in the night. Those who call seers, all these people to stumble as in the night. Isaiah 59 says they stumble in the day, and the noonday is in the dark. And yet your mother, those who, even that system that you live in, that you trust in, is like a greedy dog, it says in Isaiah 56. Some of the same things in Isaiah 59, might have time to talk about it. None of the people, intercessor, none of the plead for the fullness of what is Most High has to testify with. Keep silence. Greedy dog, seeking to appease people and all their differences so they don't balk, they don't whine. What is the prophet for? It's supposed to warn the people when, think about it, every time the priest and the king get out of line, that's the prophet to Israel in his essay. To bring the people back to hearing the Most High as he is, that's not what's happening. It's happening today. And it says, people are silent, destroyed, confused, don't know how to give a direct answer acceptable unto the Most High. It says Isaiah 40. He says, the leaders you have elected, the end of election, called them abomination, not true to his law, not true to his conscience, not true to his nature. Not this thing at all. Scripture says, not able to give an acceptable answer. For the Most High, among the none that shows none that he is none able to recognize the righteousness of his words. People say they're all in and ready for the Messiah. But I'm going to tell you how scriptures actually speak to them of the reason why most is Messiah. Why it says, behold, my servant, my elected, my elected one, my chosen one. I didn't say one chosen by men after that is admit. My elected one whom my soul delights, I put my spirit on him. He shall bring forth what is just, justice, righteousness to the nations. Didn't he do this over in Hosea? And I got news for you. A lot of scriptures speak about that in the latter days term. My people are still confused, still distracted. I say my people are still confused, still distracted for lack of knowledge. And that is not the way Messiah gave his life. In fact, Messiah gave his life and men might have access beyond whoever it is that misinterprets, misadministers, misrepresents the conscience that is his law. Did you repeat that? Acts 1 and 1 through 4 talks about how the people realized they were subject to a corrupt priesthood under Rome. Yes, I said under Roman hypocrisies, Roman misinterprets, heard the Messiah, saying they had no king Caesar. Said if anyone makes himself a king against Caesar. Hey, you said anyone who not true to Yah are not true to, therefore not true to Yah. They have law against any such one because they have Caesar. What are they calling God? That's an insanity, people. You see, my people are silent. That means stifled, stagnant, don't know how to move rightly, don't have direction for lack of real knowledge, lack of discretion, and in every way unstable. And because people have rejected absolute knowledge, reverence for the name of the Most High, knowing that they're misled by folks who for lack of discretion, zeal for lack of discretion, have not sought full discretion necessary. And we learn how not to mislead, not to lie. And the scripture, if we don't do this, if we don't perform this, he said we made zealous to follow after foolish people, people with not enough zeal for the truth, to live in the way. The scripture says in Psalms 14, most I looked from on high to see if anyone did understand and did not give my heart to my God. He's with this. He said there's a controversy with these people because they're more inclined to listen to men and then seek to fully, effectively seek and be true to him. Wow. Scripture Isaiah 41:1-4 says, I was so blinded after an abomination of men and I did men that when the truth comes suddenly, the hidden truth is revealed suddenly evil. Cut off God, totally unprepared. Said that kind of 7 times. Because they've been under leaders and never prepared them for what is to come. The light should come suddenly that was hidden for a long time. Come suddenly that people realize that they didn't know what they thought they were. This is why I said, behold my servant, my elect, and my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He should be what is justice, his righteous, the nations. Lead the people by the way they have not known. Read that their food. Lead the people by the ways they have not known, that he might magnify and highly elucidate upon the law. Hey, so magnify, how about even the intricacies of the even the seeming smallest things of the law that have great, great dimension and understanding in them. Magnify the law to a state before all that's honorable. Because the people haven't known that their leaders are blind. So people have been flattered by their rulers. Ask the question, who was able to say Isaiah 3? And when this one comes to elaborate upon those things and men be brought to discern indeed what is pleasing to the Most High, who will be able to say this exceeding word is true? Not everyone, brothers and sisters. It's not everyone. A lot of folks want a quick fix. And a drug fix is what they actually get. Drugs, brothers, then come down into the depths of all manner of levels of depravity and never escaping for so many. And that's the way it's actually been for many generations. I want you to think about some things, people. Yeah, talk about the idea that in Hosea 6, people are hiding in oven, chicken tenders, like a locust eating for its break, vile before its locust eating for its bait. Devour before they come to be mature. The Most High save them, be kind to save, make them whole. But full of magic, mischief, contra doctrines. This imagination even against him. They've done violence against the law. Come on, the 8th chapter of Hosea. Violence against the law. Set up kings, establish their own righteousness against him. Of kings, but not by him, done violence against the right understanding of his law. So much so that after setting up kings, but not by him, setting up kings, rulership, standards, not asking the Most High first. I said, not asking him first. They set up kings after their own designs. And the politicians just simply want to declare a testimony that seems to appeal to most people. And the people themselves are misled. Have not been even called it their national allegiances, religious allegiances even, not to see the greater truth. That's totally hypocrisy and mischief against Yah. Set up kings are not by him, so the exceeding things that have not been addressed are spoken of. 8:12, Hosea. And these exceeding things are spoken of, they're considered a strange, foreign thing. I had somebody tell me just the other day when I was speaking about the exceeding things, they asked me what kind of spirit I have because I speak about things that are not common to most, even in Israel. The science and the demons, I don't understand these things and can't speak these things rightly. I draw all men unto me. He said that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have in life, meaning that those who misled to the misleaders then, misled to become misleaders, shall perish. Not have lasting life. For the principle of life is constant, my brother. It's consistent. No attrition, no tensions in it. They say this is the condemnation, the still condemnation of the world, the visions of the world. And prefer to listen to those who are spiritually problematic. Even though it's on the soul of a believes in the Son who has life, who does not obey the Son, should not have life. And the wrath of God should thank one. You think most I like the idea about hearing people lie? And you really like the idea about hearing people lie against him. Rather than the people telling them that they are wise when they got so much more to grow into. Even Messiah was for us to say that there's none good but one most time. Most of whom he, mature even he. In the book of Hebrews, the scripture talks about, in the Aramaic, it says he grew perfect and author of life everlasting, those who believe in him, author and finisher of our faith. That means faith began looking forward that we might see the fruits of the expectations and become new to it. Oh. Author and finisher of our faith. Trust to the Most High for bringing all things to clear unto a fruition. Wow. Listen, speak about that. Therefore, let us grow or mature beyond the elementary things unto a perfection. He said the Messiah grew to become perfect. And for the greatness of his reverence for Yah, he was hurt. Reverence. Recognizing the absolute reference point for reverence unto Most High. Good call. So let us therefore seek to transcend a mature on perfection. And if we don't seek that perfection, you say, you consider the blood of Messiah even vain. Crucify the Son of Yah again and put him to open shame. That means the man was to recognize it. His zeal from the time of his oath unto the Most High must be unto completion. That is not what is being taught to society amidst the most partial standards. And men have missed the point. Read the comment I said. I made no request for those who are not listening. Those who are listening won't sit up to the very standards. I repeat, those who won't listen don't want to hear all the truth because they already got standards they want to call wise up. To the direct, immediate blasphemy and disrespect of the mind of Yah. Tough words, I know. The overcomer, then. Who shall be able to stand? I've talked about this before in a previous show. And the guy talks about who shall be able to stand must be those who exceed all the rulers. Ooh, even the priest. Even the priest in Israel, my brothers and sisters, who act as if everyone walking after their own way is somehow good. Deviant way is still somehow good by the Most High, as if he delights in such, is pleased with such. I want you to think about something in Malachi. Malachi says, was not Jacob? A brother, was not Jacob brother? And because the priest said every man is dealt treacherously, every man against his brother, forgetting that the name of the Most High, reverence for his name, who he is, must be great even among nations. And Israel is sniffing at it. And people who are literate in their partiality against themselves, how shall they be a true light to the world? They have chosen, in so many respects, self-righteously to exalt themselves amongst the ignorant and the unknowing. I haven't seen so little, think still what is little and insufficient and become snared a little bit of very dangerous, not fully enough substantiated knowledge. It may be hard for people to understand who is the overcomer. In Revelation, we find scripture saying the king is running for sin, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. Why? Because if we really understood Revelation 6, it talks about how rulers of the earth have all, like it says in Psalms 2, plotted and conspired against the Most High, against his chosen king, against the one who will one day say, the Most High said to me, today you are my son, today have I gotten thee. Ask of me and I'll give you the heathen, all nations for your inheritance. You shall smite them with a rod of iron, break them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Some will find that rod of correction a blessing. The mercy to give Most High. And we do not remain unafraid. And some will find such reproof. I hate them. And thinking somehow, no matter how much the Most High would have us reproved, they're going to say they're people, so he cannot be displeased with them because they want to sit back and say they're better than other people in other nations. Well, guess what? If Israel acts like Gentile, it is Gentile. The will of one, and it is animosity against the tribe of God. It may be hard for many to accept, but I'm being real. You think the Most High likes love just because someone who calls themselves Israel tells it? You don't take the name of the Most High's name. You don't make the title of Israel an idol according to the misperceptions of man. You do this because you're not the kind of blameless. Who is the overcomer? The scriptures talk about kings running for cover because they know that they've all fired against the truth of Yah. It talks about a great earthquake. It really talks about those secret city prophets. And the kings running for cover because they've been exposed. Why is it that ever is written in scripture that tells the people greater reproof that they seek the Most High for the greater mysteries of his will? Those scriptures must ignore. Who is it that does these things? Even our people. Blinded. I've talked about it before, the secrets of prophecies relate to something that was to occur. They very suddenly will let all nations know that they're not true to Yah. I'm by Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6, 8 through 10, 13 through 20, talking about the city that Messiah will warn, himself will warn, yes. It won't be an example of all nations. Most High will show his anger and wrath against all the varying ideals of this city of confusion and diversitudes, showing that he is not pleased with the way the whole world. That some will gain again a pure land of pure understanding with which the Most High can be pleased. Not before, but by every word in the scriptures having to do with faith in the Most High. Men corrupted their own orientation under their own positions and not been true to God. He wouldn't have us know him. Men being inclined, it says in 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, 1st chapter, and said, in the name of Most High, unto his honor, we must all speak the same thing. No division, one understanding. Oh, you come down and melt the mountains, Isaiah 64, same thing, first and second. Oh, you expose all the mysteries of all the nations, same thing in Isaiah 19. God exposed all the social coalescences of all the nations by an exceeding word, swift testimony from on high. The mountains and move up these obstacles of all these variant word misorientations, that then again shall see and hear the honor, the glory, the mystery of the Most High's plan. The secret thing is the Most High's plan. But what one loves, he will seek. Men will finally say that the Most High is the potter, and we will be clay, that we be his people. Yeremiah, Jeremiah talks about the idea about the covenant, and the people will no longer be able to know the Lord according to their own standards. They all show him even to know him as he is. The silencing of so many mystery voices. I even say a question, how did most of them never understood that the Most High is not leaving such exact chance? I've said it many times before, Messiah has a name from the birth and will be revealed as such. He's having some 40-plus titles, glorious titles of honor, that declare who he is. There's so much more written. The scriptures even talk about the city from where he shall emerge. We live in a society that doesn't want to know about these things because people can't counterfeit it. And so many love counterfeiting after pretense. That they know not how, that they don't have your capacity to know sisters, I want you to think about something. Revelation, so we talk about who shall overcome. Well, like I said, we're going back to Revelation again, 6 and 7. All the kings running for cover because they know that they've lied. They've divided people against the perfect truth. Scripture talks about Isaiah 24, the leaders who have done this will all be taken in chains. He will take captivity should go into captivity, Revelation 13. Whoever lied to people after a false word will be killed when the true word appears. Slain. Scripture talks about them, the rulers who have kept the people in the chain, the minds chained down, themselves taking the chain. And then after a long time, and the world saying, but the leaders don't want to talk to you about that. Why, my brothers and sisters? Why don't they want to talk to you about the secret city? Why don't they want to talk about who Messiah said he is and what it meant to Israel when he said he is the root and offspring of David and the morning star? Why don't they want to talk to you about Revelation? Well, I'm talking about Revelation 22:16. I'm talking about Revelation 17 and 3 and 12 and Isaiah 62 and 2 is talking about Messiah having his new name to identify him with any other they've corrupted and associated with solid lies. Why don't they talk about these things? Why don't they talk about these things? But teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, and warn people that they need to discern. Would they not speak of these things? You ever notice, like I said before, the things they're talking about a need for greater discretion, speaking out to greater dimension, are all the things that these people, totally in hypocrisy, ignore and won't talk about at all. I find that shameful, people. I find that absolute hypocrisy because the truth of the matter, more than this, if these people were true to the Most High, they could not ignore these things. They would know that they must speak these things. For the scriptures tell us we're going to add to the promise of the gift of the Most High, what the Messiah said, all powerful and the reconciliation of mankind. How about beyond all these discrepancies? A greater vision from on high. And given unto him, that there might be peace in this earth, all power from on high, to reconcile mankind beyond all his issues, as given unto me. Go forth then and teach all nations, teaching the nation what is necessary to be reconciled unto the will of God. Baptize, purging them all the mist and seas, the blind minds, not understanding complete office, one choice. Purge them of all the conceits, purge them of all the misdirection, purge them of all the foundations and misorientations of man that many starting upon and running never again the path. And this has been going for many, many generations now. He's going to do everything he said that I command you to the end of this wicked age. I never thought to understand that way. I said, every errant path shall perish. Every path shall perish. That is the promise of God. That is the eventuality. Why do they just tell you this? Revelation. I want you to think about this. Revelation 2nd and 3rd chapter keeps saying, who has ears and hear what the Spirit says to the churches. It's a message to the messengers, angels, messengers, pastors of the church. And it's talking about things the Spirit will bring people to realize that the apostles, Yohanan on the Isle of Patmos was told to reveal these things that apparently the rulers weren't teaching. When he wrote that book, they call it the Book of the Revelation. He's talking about here what the Spirit has to say to the church, but the Most High reveals that as his standard would say to all the churches. That apparently the leaders were not doing the job. Every time the Most High again sent the prophets, the priests and the kings got out of line, Most High sent prophets to reprove even them with the greatest sense of justice, righteousness, and discretion by which the people should be disciplined. Why did they never tell you about even that concept? So false prophets teach all things. I don't want to warn you about these things. It leaves you completely unaware. Unprepared. I said unprepared. Seduced. That the scripture says all things he has brought. And sort of completely off guard, unexpected. In the Aramaic, Isaiah 24, that city from which Messiah must emerge, that he won, Isaiah 24, Hananiah, 2:15 to 3:20. When that city is destroyed, it's going to catch a lot of people by saying the leaders have dealt with them very treachery. Treachery has been a mystery to them, a mystery to them. Some say, Mylene, I didn't know. But again, taking all those leaders who would not speak about these things, that they be put in chains. Hey, and then do you think such as these would be part of the kingdom of Yah? When all they did is work to assure that people are blinded after the message of man? Absolutely not. Revelation says here with the Spirit, what the Most High would say among churches. Are these institutions really churches if they're not sanctuaries for the truth? If they maintain many lies instead? Do they preserve the pure truth that people might grow and mature unto it? Or are they all to establish their own standards? Like I said, great zeal for Yah, but not for full discretion. They walk after and be zealous after foolishness, establishing their own righteousness. Israel never become true in all things. One, because of multiple divisions of men declared, having law but not seeking our faith, faithful unto one, having faith to know the Most High will not be pleased till his people are one. Revelation talks about the idea in, let me read this to you. I mean, I need to go back to this other stuff in Hosea too, so people understand what is who and what is the overcomer. I'm going to read this from the King James Version. Revelation, how about 2:26. Alrighty. Let me get this open. And it says, he that overcomes. Please listen to me closely. He that overcometh and keeps, maintains, guardeth my word unto the fullness. How about that? To him I give power, authority over the nations. Is this just to enslave the nations, or is this to make the nations true to the will of one? I say unto you, this is to bring all people unto one understanding, true unto Abba Yah himself, true to the will of Yah himself, that his name should be great among all nations. Even true to him, the scripture speaks of saying what? To him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear unto the glory or the honor of that Father. Isaiah 45:23, speaking of purity. Or if you don't know, you can check out the article on our website, hiddengospel.com. The article early the church origin and forgotten expectations, which is the actual foundation for the church and even the title after which the church was named. It's what I've declared. It's what I've required as the duty of a true servant unto the fullness. To him, I will give authority over the nation. Do you think the Most High wants to give authority over the nations of those who keep the people blind, sedentary, short-sighted, divisive, contradictive, divisive? Never please them or bring about mutual understanding. He says the one who overcomes what? I'll give them rule. He shall rule the nations with the rod of iron. Rule them with the rod of iron. Unflinching, absolute word that men might be guided. Might be guided in one direction together beyond all the wolves that was going to destroy them. And it said, as the vessel of potters, so talking about this, those resisting, as the vessel of potters shall be broken to shivers, talk whoever will resist this rod, resist discipline. We call ourselves, some of you call themselves righteous, resistant. Get the point. Somewhere in the Aramaic it says, even I would give them the discipline, he give them discipline, even I was disciplined by my Father. That's the gift of Yah, that men might discern divine will from Most High to appease his will and purpose beyond all men. Now I give him the morning star. I will give him the light that cast all the darkness that reveals the wisdom the whole world would obscure and would expose that will keep you in darkness. Who is who overcomes, my brothers and sisters? I want you to understand. None of these nominations, none of these camps, none of these nations, none of these social misorientations, none of these calls after the imagination again, falling short of what the Most High decrees, none of them shall survive. For the kingdom of Yah to be established until the one, all of these must perish. When that which is perfect is established, and part will pass away. Besides that, your righteousness must be, even to Israel, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. Your leaders only establish their own righteousness. They want to keep you in a cage. They don't want to tell you the exceeding things. Your righteousness must exceed all. You shall not enter the kingdom of Yah out of Zion. It actually says in Psalms 14, Psalm 53 and 98. Who out of Zion should give salvation to Israel? And then Israel shall be joined. Israel shall be one. Israel shall be glad. Israel shall be blessed. So I'll encourage the visions of man that are effectively to be regarded as wise. Shall we continue on all these variant misideals? Shall we continue on all these multitude of variant ideals? That his grace, his mercy may abound. That means that men rejected the mercy of Yah and caused the wrath of Yah, even provoked him, because when the greater truths are told, people want to hear something else and want to call it sufficient. Does that saying that Yah will be done? Or is that something else? In Isaiah 26 chapter, follow after the upright, Isaiah 26. Says that he has ordained, foreordained all their works, all their duties required. And talk about opening the eyes of those who will see, because they saw him diligent in the night. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't give a look. I care nothing at all. Nothing at all about appeasing. What the Most High has shown me is injustice in this world, the unjust standards that people have been impressed with in this world. I care nothing about it. Some of us notice him. Isaiah 24 talks about asking the leaders for the people, which many people will fall into the leaders, blind lead the blind. They all fall into the pit, variant leaders. The Most High said he teaches folks who want to remain double-minded after the variant ideas of the nation want to remain confused. Absolutely not. If you want to maintain any of these corruptions, no need for you to ask for the Spirit, because the Scripture says, guess what? Most of us have a false foundation to which they corrupt everything they would get. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to understand so much better, so much more. What about that Scripture that talks about when that's destroyed as it's inspired? But listen, for lack of knowledge. People will say, this is the Holy One for whom we have waited. We rejoice to be made glad, made blessed, made one. In his discretion, in his fullness. Woe. The cast out of the covering that is blinded to people after all the varying ideas. Hey, destroying the folly or the misconceptions amongst all nations. It means Most High is pleased with none of them. Isaiah 34 says the same. Most High is angry against all the nations. Why? What he said, he got the book. Have they sought out all these things? Did the nations and the rulers want to tell you that Most High must obliterate every one of their foreign standards? The people become wise again? Did they tell you such a thing? Absolutely not. Do people dare believe that there are miscontradictions, contradictions, just believing whatever people want to sit back and argue about, and never coming to a righteous conclusion? And I think people do that applause. Year after year, month after month, day after day, sometimes arguing about the same doggone thing, and people in their opinions not looking for, not being humble enough to seek the Most High absolutely, and not even wanting to know absolutely, not even wanting to know absolutely. Everybody, shut up! But you might be made strong again. But I like his opinion is wise. I ask people, how many folks, how many among you have heard from the Most High to be directed on the right path, knowing that for everything he says, you can elaborate upon Jesus' ways. to make it clear. Knowing the words of the Most High are very deep. Not thinking for this word and not being willing to think prematurely. How many? I thought the scriptures over in again, Isaiah 64, saying eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, because people put the scriptures over there in second chapter of 1 Corinthians. Talk about eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, because men have not had the mind of Yah. Must have somebody else's mind. Thinking that most of the variant ideas could somehow come wise, that's not the mind of Yah. Not the mind of him who absolutely only is. Scripture talks about the idea about, quite frankly, that if men are divided in any way, they're still worldly. And the law of misruling, all this was to preserve a multitude of contradictions, been with the Most High divided. Heaven help us all. Scripture goes on to talk about the idea who, if any man talks to the wise for this time, not realize the Most High knows the diversities of the man foolish. 3:14, 3:17, 4:5. Choose to judge themselves fully wise before the time. Wise enough before the time. Not seeking Yah for the higher expectation, the higher understanding. Then falling under other rules. And Shaul's effect said, no, it's not when he was not considered a master of man's faith. He did not judge himself, and that he himself will be judged by Messiah. Unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Allegiance. And what does that really talk about in Isaiah 45? Even the kings will recognize that Yah is surely with him, that they didn't even deserve to be called kings. What? Why didn't they tell you about that? Why didn't they tell you who Messiah is? No, the King of David and the morning star. The one the scriptures talk about in Luke 67-78, calling him the horn of David. And in some texts, outright calling him son, the one who comes like the rising sun, the day spring on high. What, in other words, the springing forth of exceeding light, one that casts out the darkness. What did Messiah, what did it mean? Messiah said, I am the root and offspring of David, the morning star. What did that say? And they said, he was even so come. How about this, Kurt T. Yeshua? Why is who ancient Israel knew if Messiah did as the pre-incarnate being manifest upon a body? It's going to be upon a body that the spirit might come out of the ideals of the flesh. Galatians says, born of a woman. Under the law, how about born of a woman? Under the how about the misgovernance of man? Time appointed by his father, knowing what the grace of Yah is. It did not mean Messiah was born perfect. This is what I tell you. But the scripture says he grew to become perfect to show evidence of what the power of the Spirit is, that men might seek that same Spirit to be made mature and true unto Yah himself, to know how not to lie to you. Context. The mystery of Yah. See, I just got a little bit of time left for this show. But I intend to talk about this more. Trust me, I do. Hey, what's the mystery of Yah? Well, when folks talk about how in next chapter of Hosea, see what they do on Solomon the Most High, they really this the Most High for all that's there. Why are they angry at spiritual man? Hatred against the spiritual man. I want to call him a madman because he speaks about the exceeding things they did not know. Hated in the house of his Yah, but house of the Most High. House of the Most High. Because they have corrupted themselves as in the days of Gabaa and Ramza, if you will. I wish I had time to talk about that. That's 6 minutes left here. For remember their iniquity and punish their sins. To the wife of Ephraim with my word there, Elohim. I'll just talk more about what that really means. What that really means. Heaven help us all. Hosea, 11th chapter. Hey, would rest upon the cities, whirling over and over again, destroying the cities, rebuking all the misconceptions that have created the various encapsulated in the slave citizenries. I've seen a lot of storms, a lot of maladies happening amongst all the cities, showing their stabilities. Hey, even the, they call them what has made them these. People talk about the drying up the rivers, so me and my seed on these mindscapes, various faulted mindscapes. I wish I had time to talk more about that. And the scriptures talk about the idea about they won't listen to the Most High because they all take counsel together on themselves and will not hearken to him. They all want to flatter each other inside of their folly. As if so I asked, how then shall I deliver this people? Do I have to make them like Sodom? Do I have to make them like Adam? Do I have to make them like Adam, Anna, and Zeboim? Do I have to destroy them before they listen? Some will be rebuked and they will come to recognize the truth in time. For the hearts of suffering, that the Most High be merciful, because it didn't, does not come to destroy, but to redeem. But the Most High wanted to be kind. We have to set examples after which people know not to follow such misexamples again. Yeah, the Most High wants to be kind to the people that provoked him. And I want to recognize that not listening to him has not been wise. Finally hear his roar like the lion and the king, Judah the king that he is. As someone will come trembling from the west. Then where does he dwell in the heart, within the heart of them that tremble at his word? Isaiah 66 talks about the idea of ultimately, if your institution that does not know how to respect this, they keep up constantly blessed. What is the house you build to me where all your offerings are like lion's blood? One who offers a dog for an offering. What are these institutions that people call themselves wise in? Romans is that the Most High has seen Israel as being, having been blind for a very long time. Counting all men, therefore, blind and following up false rules of the Lord, having had dominion over them. They do allow this if they seem great. Blind against the truth, seeking to be, let's just say, sheltered after the mistreatment of man. Blinded, my brothers and sisters, until the times of the nations or the times of confusions shall come to an end. And the slave, one who will make them whole again, come out of line. Those who turn from transgression, how about turn away from or exceed all leadership, misleadership that has kept the peoples blind. Turn men away from all ungodliness that they truly might grow. And it's true to his covenant, where he says, from henceforth, my words shall depart from your mouth and the mouth of your descendants for henceforth forever. The promise of the Most High is the Most High promise that he indeed will seek to redeem his people, but it's not for those who don't. Brought to bear. Our Father, one Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, fully manifest. So I was going to wake up and say, hey, forget it. He's somebody else's brother. I would learn to be that guy that doesn't lie. That will be a light, show forth to all nations what is indeed in very righteousness of the Most High. Man, I mean, I got about 49 seconds left in this show. They give you a little bit extra time on Log Talk Radio. And I want to say a few things before we are finished with the show, because who shall be able to stand? Who is the overcomer? Because those who recognize the Most High is going to expose every standard of man that is the mind of man. Trucking after the misconceived man. These politicians, I had a few of them tell me before, they're too pure, they tell me. Too pure. And people don't want the purest thing. They want to galvanize themselves under the power of indiscriminate men, is what they're telling me. Or I could tell what some politicians have told me when I told them that they're going to be part of this insane system. I'm only correct them too. The one, let's put it that way, who cried upon my shoulder when they realized that I warned them against such hypocrisy. One within spirit. Hey, like I said, the best to read among these people. So you better check it out first. I suppose somebody put something in your head. A lot of us don't want to realize a whole lot of corruption has already been stuck there. I want to say this. Most I told me from very early on, the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truth, and every lie man believes is obstacle against learning the greater truths. So pray this prayer. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Important to you. I don't know what I need to know to please you according to yours. Hey, as yet I have I written on your cards that I might please, respect, worship you and the misconceits of another. I don't know what I need to know. I don't know what might have been stuck in my head. Born in this world, what it lies from you from the day you're born. How can people do anything else when they don't know the way? Now, they don't want to know the way because they seek to be men. Whoever seeks to be pleased after the contradictions, cannot be a disciple unto the Most High Yah. He said, I said to him, he told me to pray. I don't know where something might be stuck in my head. It blinds my mind not to comprehend. But this thing I do know. I said, this one thing I do know is, Father, that you do know that you are wise. Our faith must be faithful unto you in all things. And if you don't tell me, I still don't know. Because no one can reveal these things to the hyperdimension, the Most High himself. And teaches us beyond our weaknesses. Most I know exactly where our strengths and the weaknesses of our understanding that he makes us strong again. But he says, what? And Isaiah. It says, God's going to tell everybody, keep silence that you're, and listen to him that you might be made strong again beyond the diversities of the nations. Isaiah 40. I'm going to say this. I'm going to risk this time. Isaiah 40, what does it say? That a voice spoken in truth is like a voice crying and people not going to understand it. And that's been the condition of people for some time now. Not willing to understand it either. Not fully enough. So who do you call equal to prepare him? Can't be after anything that people made, the Most High can make a savior. Can't be after any of the standards of man. So we can't have a whole nation to call disciplines and beliefs of man as if they were totally vain, as if they were nothing. Why? Because they can't accomplish his will. Isaiah 44 talks about the idea about our people cannot deliver themselves. Not according to their will. Yah is to be pleased. Act as if the Most High does not see this condition or their depravities even. Has he forgotten his problem and forgotten understanding according to their lesson of understanding? No. The scripture talks about the Most High bringing forth the righteous one who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast aside all this darkness, to reveal the world with a skill, and to expose every fallen standard, and even to subject all the rulers and kings and all their status quos under him. When the scripture talks about law and grace, it means he's no longer under the misconceits of all nations. No longer under the false rule, political, national, social, religious, other nations. But being granted by the Most High what is necessary to serve by beyond that which has been misguidance. Grace, kindness, might survive. And I heard somebody talk the other day and didn't want to see so many things. What I said before, Galatians, hey, how quickly have you people moved away from this pure, much pure word room and set aside and pick it for our eyes. They can be justified by the misconception of man moving after something else that is not true to Messiah. Oh, I wish I had time to talk to Galatians clearly. Because they can be justified by the very designs of men. Whoever was leading you, whoever was leading you, he was not talking right away from the true law and righteous understanding of Yah. He was talking about transcending those who are puffed up in their own minds after their own flesh, the so-called reasoning of their own minds. When he's talking about the greater substance, the main objective, and understanding all things about God, that man is revealed to Messiah. That's a greater dimension of conscience, reveal, raising of conscience that the Most High has to bring. I asked him one time, what was his definition of an Israelite? He says he has a conscience that must restore the earth. So people do the so-called right after his direction. He says, I hate you these days, the Sabbath, the new moons, you call an assembly. Because you're calling somebody else, not him. And it's haven't sought the reasoning behind it all. But everything else he said, he does reasons. And not to know that reasoning is to be misdirected in your understanding of a command. Huh. It's misdirection at that point. And people being there in all kind of 40,000 plus denominations and camps and whatever out here under different rulers, and the rulers themselves don't even talk to you about what is the eventuality that we all must have as a common expectation beyond ourselves. Messiah born under a woman, born, they say, under the authority of men until a time appointed by his father. Virgin birth? Think about it. So much to talk about regarding these things and setting them right again. People will believe that the Messiah, there was not a pre-incarnate being. If he returns and is that one who came before called the morning star, how should people see that? Aramaic says from the beginning, it says concerning him from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was, there am I. The Most High sent me with his spirit. What is that time that it was? It was sort of the beginning of the existence. How about before even the beginning of this material realm that didn't exist first? Oh, so many things to be talked about here. So I've probably already exceeded my time according to what I believe. It's not those who trust the various standards of men must be exposed in their faultiness. But it says in Romans, he's counted, will count all men under sin, or under men of false authority, that he may show mercy to those who will believe in him who sins, a savior to turn men beyond all transgression, bringing all things to remembrance. Am I caning? He misconceives the divine mind. Most High wants to declare a day that the king that he appoints is quite specific. All the materials of man. That one that he says beyond all the sellouts in Isaiah 50, the named one, Isaiah 49. That beyond all the sellouts whereby men have sold themselves out to be worthless, iniquity even, under false rulers. Throw themselves out to vanity, themselves from what should be your guidance. Oh, I wish I talked about Isaiah 59. And it talks about the idea that morning by morning, the Most High caused his ears to hear the teaching. How about to exceed all these rulers, keep our people divided? I'm a strong people again, like it says in Isaiah 26. No longer other under other rulers, vows to Yah as he is. The Messiah will have to declare to our people that we've all been like kindling wood if we want to exalt just simply what's sufficient to our heads. It'll be burned. But They have to eradicate the negative. It said, whoever walks among us and does not have this exceeding light. Whoever does not have this exceeding light that Abraham was told to seek the presence of God and trust in him with all the name of God himself and so many others. Aren't they talk to you about these things? Talk about an exactitude, people. And when truly driven by God, by Spirit, and commanded of him, knows he can speak of these things and cannot be silent to spare. And he can be silent to spare his words. But we have few such a soul. For the souls that once they hear the exceeding things won't turn back. It's not part of the word, it's just certain thoughts and just the heart. But whether or not people want the whole word. Curses everyone, not confirm everything in the book of the law to do it. It talks about in Hebrews 3rd and 4th chapters about the ones who survived. Few who survived. In fact, it was only Caleb and Jacob. Well, Caleb, excuse me. Few and Yahshua survived. Why? Because folks weren't willing to seek the whole word. It's like a sharp two-edged sword. It's going to determine whether you want the whole word or not. Please check out my mail. Please give me those words and those articles that are there closely at hiddengospel.com. Got a question? I have a little question spot on my website, hiddengospel.com. It talks about a lot of these things. They need to be explored again. They need to be examined again. They need to be restored in mind. Isaiah 46 says, someone will come for us and listen and remember these things. Bring them again to mind how you stand in your transgressors. Show yourself mature. This one comes to bring to bear all that the Most High has purpose, according to the fullness of his promise. They talk about the promised one. Well, that's like a promise to me. The scripture says the Most High, which is declared concerning him, he shall bring pass, he shall do it. How do you know what that one is? Why don't I tell you what the scriptures have to say about it? Has it been important that they know that can tell you? Why are they simply trying to keep you blind on Blog Talk Radio? And I keep on talking about a little bit of this and like, hey, open up and raise some hands if you want to. I get to talk about these things. Get more on Clubhouse because it is being simulcast on Blog Talk Radio and Clubhouse. I'm going to play a bit of music about something I would tell people to look forward to. And we really need to look forward to in terms of what the Most High has promised. And it's only those who recognize his promise and have that vision will be counted those who overcome. Those who need to seek beyond all the mysteries of man, all the miscreant institutionalities of man, that is true of you. I'm talking about every denomination, every camp, every order, every cultural order that has hit from you the fact for all of us to come to the will of one, to be truly a strong people unto the will of one, that we must learn to be faithful unto one, to transcend every lie that men have told. Have to transcend all these illusions that unto him every knee shall bow and tongue shall swear. Whatever the scripture says, the leaders will recognize that they never deserved Yahweh was not with them in their desires to keep the people in ignorance. Hey, I see you, show Israel. Hey, this show, I'm going to go ahead and play this song for a minute that needs to close out this the show that's being recorded on the radio. Hopefully we got all of it. It will be on live on Book Talk. I'll play this little song and I'll come back. I ask for your patience for a moment. I see you raise your hand. Shaul, okay, let's do it. Just a moment. And oh, Shaul, let's talk about some things that Shaul said today. Some people call anti-Semitic that we're actually we're not. Thank you. those of you signing up here at Blog Talk Radio, and also on Clubhouse, you want to listen to what else they're there, check the replays there. But this show will be on our podcast, and I do the most happy to hear that he brings near. Brings near. Unto his might, his honor, and his praise always. As he is. Hallelujah!